And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, September 1st, 2013. It's the anniversary of the attack that began World War II in 1939. At 11 minutes after 5 in the morning, Hitler issued a proclamation for his army to invade Poland. He claimed it was a counterattack, that the Poles had started the whole thing, but in reality, German troops had been moving to the eastern border for weeks. Polish troops had simply moved up to their own border to defend it. Hitler had recently signed a pact with the Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin, surprising everyone because the two men had been sworn enemies. Their intention was to carve up Poland, giving the western third to Germany, while the Soviets took the rest. Britain and France, allied with Poland, entered the war 2 days later, but by then it was too late to save Poland. The German army unleashed a new form of warfare they called Blitzkrieg, or Lightning War, and within 6 days they had taken Krakow. Within 10, they were outside Warsaw. By early October, Poland had fallen. It was on this day in 1773 that 20-year-old Phyllis Wheatley published poems on various subjects, religious and moral. It was the first book of poetry published by an African-American. Wheatley was born in West Africa, brought over as a slave when she was a young girl. She was purchased by a family in Boston who taught her to read and write and eventually gave her her freedom. She went to London when her book was published, and she met many important people there, including the Lord Mayor. George Washington himself praised her talents, and she published numerous poems in magazines. But her husband fell into debt and then abandoned her when she was pregnant, and she died in childbirth in a boarding house when she was only 31 years old. On this day in 1904, Helen Keller graduated from Radcliffe, the first blind and deaf student to ever graduate from any college anywhere. Helen Keller, who said, "Life is either a daring adventure or nothing." And here's a poem by me, Billy Collins, Aimless Love. This morning, as I walked along the lake shore, I fell in love with a wren, and later in the day with a mouse the cat had dropped under the dining room table. In the shadows of an autumn evening, I fell for a seamstress, still at her machine in the tailor's window, and later for a bowl of broth, steam rising like smoke from a naval battle. This is the best kind of love, I thought, without recompense, without gifts or unkind words, without suspicion or silence on the telephone, the love of the chestnut, the jazz cap in one hand on the wheel, no lust, no slam of the door, the love of the miniature orange tree, the clean white shirt, the hot evening shower, the highway that cuts across Florida. No waiting, no huffiness or rancor, just a twinge every now and then for the wren who had built her nest on a low branch overhanging the water, and for the dead mouse, still dressed in his light brown suit. But my heart is always propped up in a field on its tripod, ready for the next arrow. After I carried the mouse by the tail to a pile of leaves in the woods, I found myself standing at the bathroom sink, gazing down affectionately at the soap, so patient and soluble, so at home in its pale green soap dish. I could feel myself falling again as I felt its turning in my wet hands and caught the scent of lavender and stone. Aimless Love, my poem from a forthcoming collection titled Aimless Love, New and Selected Poems, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins signing off for the Writer's Almanac and thanking you for listening.